New music from Del Watergap here on Radio 9. Al DeLore is going to take us to news time.
Sub-zero temperatures and heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain to a large swath of the U.S. beginning today. At least a dozen states have declared states of emergency, with the National Weather Service forecasting 170 million people will be hit by winter weather warnings between today and Sunday. That from NBC News. They report the storm will stretch 2,000 miles across the country from the Arizona-New Mexico border to upstate New York. Meantime, special education professionals are hoping incentives and partnerships with universities will help fill a major staffing shortage of teachers for the visually impaired. Northern Illinois University is one of those that works closely with the Wisconsin Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Janesville.
NIU Assistant Professor Molly Pasley says she sees the center as an ideal clinical placement opportunity for students in their vision studies program. She adds there's a critical lack of vision professionals nationwide, mostly due to lack of awareness.
And the shortage is so great that we're always going to have a need for teachers of the visually impaired. Not because the population is exploding, it's just that we have a PR problem, and that's no one knows we exist.
Pasley says the shortage extends beyond children's services to adult resources and age-related blindness. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
And as sexual violence prevention advocates across Ohio begin a new year of outreach and education, the Ohio Alliance to End Sexual Violence is highlighting survivor-centered strategies.
In a recent blog post, the organization shared what they call survivor-tested healing strategies. The AMFIS approach also carries into the Alliance's statewide advocacy work. According to new staff members who spoke on the organization's podcast, Meg McKinney, coordinator of community responses for the Alliance, says moving from local to statewide work revealed the scale of collaboration involved.
I knew that OASV was tapped into legislation as far as looking at the bills that are coming through and going down to the State House for Advocacy Day, but I didn't realize how much we have relationships with those people and the people who are making laws.
Through its statewide work, the Ohio Alliance to End Sexual Violence supports rape crisis centers, advocates, and survivors through technical assistance and public policy engagement. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Next, more than 3,000 people in Virginia bought health insurance through the ACA marketplace in 2025. Now many face rising premiums. Bombay Graves is a Service Employees International Union member and home caretaker for two family members. She had to drop her plan after premiums went from $550 to $1,300 a month.
It made us very uncomfortable because at the end of the day, if we can't find anything, the only option is to just go out of pocket and pray we don't get sick or anything.
President Trump threatened to veto a potential three-year extension of the ACA tax credits that passed the House and is under consideration in the Senate. This is Public News Service.
Starring Fred McMurray and his Uncle Charlie,
Jay Thurber. she's stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait or hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love.
And all right now on Radio 9 207, much more music time. We're up to 8 degrees. Man, I may have to put on the shorts, my cargo shorts, here in McKeesport 7 right now at WRCT. Check your full-time forecast in about 15 minutes. I have the same feeling today. I was talking with Paul Moxter before the holidays, and he said he hates doing shows in December because he can never rerun them because they got Christmas music in them. Probably won't be rerunning this show either. I have the same feeling today that I had that horrible morning that people were killed at Tree of Life Synagogue, and I was on the air that morning. This was not in the newscast at 2 o'clock, but we'll update you on it anyways. This from the Associated Press. Federal officers shot and killed a man in Minneapolis this morning, drawing hundreds of protesters to a city already shaken by another fatal shooting weeks earlier. Associated Press saying the details surrounding the shooting weren't immediately clear, but Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said a 37-year-old man was killed. The shooting happened amid widespread daily protests in the Twin Cities since the January 7th shooting of 37-year-old Renee Good, who was killed when an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer fired into her vehicle. Saturday's incident unfolded just over a mile away from where Good was shot. Now, the Department of Homeland Security is already out with a statement. This shooting just happened a few hours ago, but they're already out with a statement claiming that federal officers fired defensive shots after a man with a handgun approached them and violently resisted. The people on social media are posting video that appears to show the man down on the ground with several officers on top of him and one emptying a gun into him. The police chief said the man who was killed was a lawful gun owner with a permit to carry. Now, the Associated Press said reporters are working to find the complete story. The Minneapolis police chief and the Minneapolis and St. Paul police have sealed off the area over the objections of U.S. Border Patrol. The police chief in Minneapolis telling the the Minneapolis police chief telling the Associated Press the man's only previous interaction with law enforcement was for traffic tickets and he was a lawful gun owner with a permit to carry. Situation is tense. Police are appealing for calm. U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar issuing a statement saying that she is heartbroken, horrified, and appalled that, in her words, federal agents murdered another member of the community. It is beyond shameful, she said, that these federal agents are targeting our residents instead of protecting them, she said in a statement. Quote, this isn't isolated or accidental. The Trump administration is trying to beat us into submission rather than protect us. This is from U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar. This administration cannot continue violating constitutional rights under the guise of immigration enforcement. Repeating, a 37-year-old man killed this morning by ICE agents during demonstrations in Minneapolis. An angry crowd now has gathered and is screaming profanities, calling federal officers cowards and telling them to go home. This all according to the Associated Press. The Doors.
Yeah.
Just a couple of minutes. Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency telling people to get ready for this big winter storm that is coming in. One of the things they're recommending is that if you're on the road, you get caught in a snow squall, to pull off the road. I had lunch with a friend yesterday. She and her husband were out in central Pennsylvania and got caught in a snow squall. And she said people were just stopping in the middle of the highway and putting their blinkers on. Not pulling off, not exiting the highway, just... When did we here in Pennsylvania? I know we've had very mild winters here, global warming for a while now. But when did we just completely forget how to behave in the snow? Sound like an old man. Anyways, we'll check weather in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned, and then we'll have new music after that. Here's Candy and the Kisses on Radio.
Just like Maya and Agnes always says, you may have the world at your feet, but that don't stop the corns from hurting.
Chime Time, new music from Otis Wilkins coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes apart from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is an independent single-screen theater. Every week they choose a new movie theme and they offer concessions. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you are interested in underwriting on WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. A reminder, opinions expressed on the J. Thurber Mess are not those of this radio station or the underwriters. I don't want to talk about serious stuff on this show. I'm starting to sound like Zombo. I don't want to talk about serious stuff. I want to talk about the fact that this morning I got my tickets. I'm going to open them right here on the radio. Here. Got my tickets to the Dayton Hamvention. It's coming up in May. The actual letters from actual Dayton amateur radio clubs. If it wasn't, could I do this with it? Probably not. So, yeah, so we'll be broadcasting from there. May 16th. Got my ticket. Other than the pandemic lockdown, I have not missed one, I think, since 2001. So, 25 years. I'm old. But yeah, I want to talk about fun stuff. I don't want to talk about bad stuff. I'm a giggle puss. PennDOT has announced vehicle restrictions will begin Sunday morning at midnight due to the storm that's moving in. All commercial motor vehicles will be prohibited from traveling on state roads. Passenger vehicles towing trailers, that includes cargo trailers, vehicle transport trailers, and recreational travel trailers, will be banned from highways beginning at midnight. Recreational vehicles and motorhomes also banned, and motorcycles will be banned from state highways due to the upcoming storm. You can find information about warming centers in your area by going to pa211.org. We do have some extreme cold weather coming into the area. And I'm just looking here to see if we can find some warming centers for you. Allegheny County Library says the libraries will be open during normal operating hours. Looking here elsewhere, who else is? Yeah, it looks like the Pittsburgh City Parks will have their senior centers and community centers open as warming centers as well. So if you should lose power in this storm, you can go to either local volunteer fire departments and community centers are going to try to keep people warm in the event of a power outage due to this upcoming storm. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 14. And when the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with double ice guard protects you against carburetor icing and fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 17. Snow overnight, low of 14, accumulating 1 to 2 inches. On Sunday, snow accumulating 6 to 10 inches, could be heavy at times, mixed with freezing rain and sleet. Winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour and a high on Sunday near 28. Snow Sunday night, possibly mixed with freezing rain and sleet, accumulating another 2 to 4 inches in the city, low of 15 degrees Sunday night. Snow likely Monday morning, mostly cloudy with a high near 21. So looking at anywhere from, well, depending on who you're asking, 10 to 14 inches of snow in the city. According to the National Weather Service, there is a winter weather winter weather warning out now for the entire listening area until Monday morning. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, still struggling to get out of the single digits. 9 right now in Washington County. It's 9 also in Butler, 12 in Beaver County outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. It's 9 degrees, but the wind chill makes it feel like -8, and the street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 8 degrees right now in Oakland with new music from Otis Wilkins. on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 2:31. Here's Richie Knight and the Midnights. Much more music time. Cooking with Sam Cooke. McCann, as the years go by, and if you've ever had your can mashed, you know how painful that could be. We're going to check sports and weather in a couple of minutes. The Steelers apparently have chosen a new head coach. Stay tuned. Here's Bob Dylan on Radio 9.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, do the bump of jam in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were. No.
down. More music after these important messages.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Coming this fall to WRCT-TV, it's the story of a city and a people driven to the brink of madness by the threat of precipitation. A new 12-part documentary examines Pittsburgh as panic sets in. Ken Burns and Rick Seaback present Snowmageddon 26.
My darling Brittany, I've been in this Giant Eagle for 4 hours trying to buy some toilet paper, and there's not a roll to be had. I fear I shall never wet my bum again. Bread and milk supplies also running low. If I do not make it home tonight, please remember to TiVo the Penguin game for me. Your loving boyfriend, Brandon.
What went wrong to cause a Pennsylvania city to forget how to cope with winter? Why did terror grip the region over a weather forecast? You'll find out when you watch Snowmageddon 26. Rob Owen of the Tribune Review calls Snowmageddon 26
exhaustive. And exhausting.
Pittsburgh Quarterly says,
Snowmageddon is the kind of thing you'll like if you like that kind of thing.
And the New York Times says,
how did you get this number? Stop calling us.
Featuring never-before-seen footage of salt trucks being loaded. Expert commentary from Rob Pratt at Coons Market as he examines empty shelves. And an interview with the inventor of the parking chair.
Well, it was 1931. We were living up there on Denniston Street. And I would have been 6 or 7 years old, and Ma sent me out to clear space for Pa to park the Peerless when he got home from Westinghouse. Well, I shoveled the space out, but I said, well, how do I keep someone from parking here? And then I got an idea, and I got one of Ma's dining room chairs, put it out there to hold the space until Pa come home. Of course, when Ma looked out the window and saw her good dining room chair out there in the street, she whooped my...
This fall on WRCT-TV, the story of the preparation for a winter storm that drove the city into a frenzy. It's the new 12-part...
What?
13-part documentary, Snowmageddon 26, only on WRCT-TV, the ones to watch for documentaries.
Channel 88 in Pittsburgh, digital channel 51.1 in Rostraver.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll wish you hadn't canceled your Netflix subscription when you watch Snowmageddon 26 this fall on WRCT-TV.
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
Freddie Boom Boom Ken, sports and weather coming up next.
Girl,
a bell of a girl.
New from Slim Forsythe off his album Pittsburgh Skyline. Don't forget, if you're listening to us on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT, at 5 o'clock, it's Chop Shop. That's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop, only on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. And then stay tuned. I love this. Breakfast for dinner. It's one of my favorites. Pull up a chair. It's breakfast for dinner. Chris Wired serves up a feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, and anything that feeds the mind. Saturdays from 6 to 7 on 88.3 with Chris Wired. I thought it was Chris Weird, but I got to clean the schmutz off my glasses. If you're listening to us on Tube City Online Radio at 5 o'clock, it's the Kristen and Amber Show, followed by the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B, and then Oldies Until Midnight. So lots of good listening coming your way now. No matter how you get on Radio 9.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Well, let's see if this is accurate or not. Multiple sources now reporting that the Steelers are planning to hire Mike McCarthy as their next head coach. A deal is being worked toward. No details have been released. McCarthy was a Super Bowl winner in 2011 with the Green Bay Packers. He coached the Cowboys from 2020 to 2024 before the two parted ways. He did not coach this past season. And he is a Pittsburgh native. Bishop Boyle High School in Homestead, grew up in the Greenfield area. So multiple reports, unconfirmed, that the Steelers are hiring Mike McCarthy as their next head coach. Elsewhere in the world of sports, in the NHL, the Ducks beat the Kraken 4-2, Flyers over the Avalanche 7-3, and the Devils over the Canucks 5-4. Pittsburgh Hockey Now reporting that Evgeny Malkin would like to stay with the Pittsburgh Penguins for one more year. His four-year contract expires after this season, but he has not yet been offered a deal. The website says Penguins going to Vancouver to take on the Canucks. And in college basketball action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans women's team defeated Rochester on the road last night by a score of 57-52. The men's team lost by a score of 96-82. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 14 degrees when the temperature drops below freezing. Only Boron with IceGuard protects your car from carburetor icing and fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. There is a winter storm warning out for the entire listening area through Monday, expecting 10 to 14 inches of snow in the city between now and Monday morning. Mostly cloudy for the remainder of the afternoon with a high near 17. Snow likely overnight, low of 14. Snow on Sunday may be mixed with sleet and freezing rain could be heavy at times. Winds 10 miles per hour gusting to 20 miles per hour. New snow and sleet accumulation in the city 6 to 10 inches. Monday, snow likely in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a high near 21. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 18. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 9 degrees outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at WRCT, 8 degrees. at the same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Right now, in Pittsburgh, it's 3 o'clock.
I gotta drop it down.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.